How much of your life you yield to God is what He flows through. Continuously, right? It's His life. You've given your life to God. It's like you made a deal with God. You traded your life for His life so that He just puts to death everything that wasn't life, that was just death in your life, and then He just comes through it. So it's no longer us living, but it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's no longer us living, because we're dependent on that eternal life, that person, that substance, the Holy Spirit, flooding through all the chambers of our hearts, our mouth, our eyes, our ears, our very beings, even our hands. Yeah, just laying hands on the sick and they recover. Or even just laying hands on the sick and they get filled with the Holy Spirit, because we yield our hands to God and God just flows through it. Our hands. We truly are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I just ask right now in Jesus' name that you fill your temple. Fill your temple with glory. Holy smoke. Yeah, let the glory of the Lord fill the temple of the Holy Spirit. So that we're well aware of that realm. We're well aware of our Father of glory who's filling the temple. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, the Father of glory, so that we can know the height, the depth, the width, and the breadth of the riches of the inheritance that you've put inside your temple, God. The King's treasury is what is inside the King's temple, and which temple you are. Hallelujah. Show forth the riches of your Father by letting His face shine through yours, letting His heart beat through yours. You know, outstretch your hands, you know, let the Lord just shoot His power through your hands. God, I just lay hands right now on myself and I just say, fill, not just me, but fill the entire body of Christ with the substance and the presence and the saturation of the oil to break every yoke. Fill us, God, with the Spirit that overflows all the banks. The Spirit of God that breaks through every wall. The Spirit of God that cannot be contained. Not even the heaven of heavens can contain God. Yeah, just fill your body with the revelation of what you're really like. Bigger than the doctrines of man. More powerful than all the, you know, black holes in the universe. More powerful than anything created, God. And you've put yourself inside of us. The temples of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that power, God, that lives within us. So it's no longer us living anymore, but it's you living through us. So we just lay our lives on the altar again. You know, we die daily. And we rise daily. We're crucified with Christ and risen with Him, because He is our resurrection. He's the resurrection and He is our life. He is our love. He is our Savior. He's our mercy. He's our armor. He's our righteousness. He's our sword. He's our living words. He's our daily bread. He's our living water. He's all in all. He's everything that we need. He's all that we need. And everything else that isn't of Him, let it be burned to a crisp in Jesus' name. Let it be burned. Let it be tumbled down in Jesus' name. So everything that can be shaken, let it be shaken now in Jesus' name. Out of the temples of the Holy Spirit and out of the heavens, in the heaven realm where we live. We live, we move, we have our being in Him. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Yeah, shake the principalities and powers out of the air through your principalities. Floating in the air, hallelujah. Look up and see the stars, so shall your children be, Abraham. Hallelujah. Just burning balls of fire in the heavens. Hallelujah. Manifesting the heat. Manifest radiating light. It's just a simple prophetic picture of what the sons of God look like. You know, just enlightening the heavens with fire. The fire of their consuming Father. Our God is a consuming fire, burning up everything, all the wood, the hay, and the stubble, all the worthless things that are not eternal, shaking them out of the heavens by the word of His power. Holy Shema, Shatere, Shakere. I love speaking in tongues, man. You know, it's the gift of the Spirit. I love the Spirit, and I love everything He gives. I love all His forms of His communication. Thank you, Lord. Shotare beshe. Shotare menama se karababa. O shasi sushukona mamamore se terebedo. Shodreka shodrema mamore se terakira babaleba shatarababa legalamama. O ramamarabaraba shondre bigaramadarama se rabaraba. Shorabarabarabaraba shirabba se terikona mamare no marimana shigaramaba. Wow, I'm just looking at the door standing open in heaven. Hallelujah, it's in heaven. So if you want to go through it, getting Christ in heavenly places, just walk right through that door into the eternal realms of your Father's house. Hallelujah, man. Whoa, Shema. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Hallelujah. We need more of You, Lord. More of You as Lord over our body, Lord of our time, Lord of our mind, Lord of our senses, Lord of all, Lord of our bodies. More, Lord. We give You more, more. Have full access to everything that we are, God. You have access to our eyes. You're Lord of our eyes, Lord of our nose, Lord of our mouth, Lord of our ears, Lord of our body, Lord of our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, Lord of our spirit. So we can communicate to You, Spirit. Spirit is God's language. Hallelujah. So if you can use English, but if it's not filled with Spirit, you're not speaking God's language. Hallelujah. Shabba, He speaks Spirit, because He is Spirit. So it's easy to recognize His voice. My sheep recognize My voice. What is His voice? Is it English? Is it French? Is it Chinese? He fills French, He fills Chinese, and He fills English with Spirit. So you know who is of who by the Spirit within their words. It's pretty easy to discern. If you get hit with waves of glory through someone's words, well, who's speaking through them? If you get hit with filth through somebody's words, well, who's speaking through them? It's pretty basic 101 discernment of spirits. Just like you can learn to discern what's counterfeit money just by feeling it and feeling the real. You can discern the truth by spending time with the Spirit of Truth. That's just what we're doing right now. We love You, Holy Spirit. We're useless without You to advance the kingdom. So we need You, Holy Spirit. Let Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Just the same way that they obey Your will in heaven, the way they see Your will in heaven, let us see Your will. Let us obey it. I know if we love You, we will obey Your commandments, because that's the key. I love loving God. Oh, Shatari Koramashi You can destroy a lot of the works of the devil just with joy. Freedom is for freedom that Christ has set us free, because freedom is what you're supposed to walk in. You can tell someone who's free, they walk in freedom of Christ. They don't really care about the eggshells of man, that man's placed all these eggshells. Be careful, God is holy. Yes, God is holy. But do you even know what holiness is? Like, look in heaven, there's thunders and voices and lightnings. And, you know, the rush. His voice is like the sound of like thousands of crashes of water, you know. It's loud. Thunders. Shama. And there is solemnness. There's time when you still yourself so you can actually hear him. You shut off your, like, all that, the noise of the buzzing of your soul. I gotta do the dishes, I gotta watch TV, I gotta go to Facebook, I gotta go to the bathroom, I gotta go eat something. And just shut it all off and just be still and know that the Lord is God. Be still and know that he is God, that substance, that resurrection power, that life that couldn't hold Jesus in the grave. Be still and know that that power that raised Jesus, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is living and dwelling in the temple of the Holy Ghost. What temple you are if you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior. You sacrificed everything on the altar. All of who you are, your mind, your soul, your emotions, your being, your flesh, your spirit, everything, all of who you are just lays on the altar. And you trade that for God. That's a blood covenant. When God walked with Abraham in the Old Testament, they split the animals in half, you know, and they traded. It was a covenant. I heard a teaching years ago on how the trading works as a covenant. Like, you take your armor, you place it on him, and he gives you his armor. You get the armor of God. You know, you give him your mind, you get the mind of Christ. You give him your heart, you get the heart of the Father to let his heart live through you. You give him your walk, your shoes, he gives you the gospel shoes of peace. You give him your words, he speaks his living rhema right through you. You give him your hands, he heals the sick through your hands. You give him your vision, your eyes, your dreams, he gives you his vision, his dreams for you. It's a trade. You know, you give him your ears, and he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. He gives you spiritual ears. You give him your life, you have eternal life. He is eternal, and it's his life. Eternal life is not existing forever. Eternal life is receiving Christ, who is always existent and will always be existent. Hallelujah, because the devils exist forever, and they do not have eternal life, living and brooding through them. But we do. We've received Christ, and we have eternal life. Now test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Do you not know that Christ is in you? Unless you be a reprobate. In other words, unless you're into a religion, you don't know him personally. It's just kind of like you read about him. He's never actually changed you into the true image of God. All right, quick blog. We're done here. Hello. How are you doing? Okay. I was just talking to God. Yeah. And the temples of the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I should keep recording. What are you doing right now? Huh? Alright. Well, I'm gonna go check in. I'm gonna go talk to the temple of the Holy Ghost over there and... See what happens. God bless your face.